At Stonebrook Community Church, we are finding gospel hope in God's Word with God's family. As you revisit this week's Sunday school lesson with your family, we pray you all draw encouragement from God's Word together.
Hi, I'm Allison, and I'm here to share with you a brief excerpt from the Gospel Project curriculum, which was written and published by Lifeway Christian Resources, used here with permission. The lesson covers John 3. Feel free to hit pause and read John 3 together as a family. Otherwise, we'll dive right in. John pointed to Jesus. We see the humility of John the Baptist in John chapter 3 as he led more people to follow Jesus. We also learn that Jesus' gift of eternal life is ours for the taking when received by faith. In this passage, we read that both John and Jesus were ministering and baptizing people in the same area of Judea. Suddenly, an argument arose among some of John's disciples and others. They took their dispute to John, saying, "Rabbi, the one you testified about and who is with you across the Jordan is baptizing, and everyone is going to him." John, however, wasn't jealous, nor was he worried about those who listened to him one day and went to follow Jesus the next. John knew who Jesus really is and how worthy he is to be followed. John reminded the people of the words he had already spoken. "I am not the Messiah, but I've been sent ahead of him." John viewed himself like a friend of the groom at a wedding. It was his duty to stand by, listen for him, and rejoice greatly at his words. John's joy was made complete by the ministry of Jesus as Messiah. John spoke with humility. "He must increase, but I must decrease." The beauty of the gospel is that God cast his wrath upon his own Son and granted his righteousness to believers, so that all who trust in him will receive salvation. Jesus took our sin upon himself so that we may live forever in right relation to God. John understood Jesus was a promised Messiah, and he lived to declare Christ's truth. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for sending Jesus as a Messiah, our rescuer, the one who saves us from our sins. Help us point others to Jesus so that they too can have eternal life with you. Amen. Parents, now that your family has reviewed the scriptures together, it's time to talk about it. As you listen, feel free to pause this recording between each question to talk together. You can also look back at the email for the full list of questions in the parent resources. Our three family discussion questions for this week are: 1. What does Messiah mean? 2. How can I point people to Jesus? 3. What does it mean to have eternal life? Our key passage for this unit is 1 John 3, verse 5. This would be a great passage for your family to memorize together. 1 John 3, verse 5 says, "You know that he was revealed so that he might take away sins, and there is no sin in him." Thanks for taking the time to be together in God's Word, and may you be encouraged by it this week. Join me again next week as we explore Jesus and the Samaritan Woman, John 4.